I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Coming in at number 50 on our countdown is it's kind of like that Christmas present that you're just waiting to unwrap, and it gets closer and closer and closer, and then you finally get to unwrap it, and it says, actually, this is a present for the future, and it's like, oh, man, like, I don't know when this is going to happen. It's Khalia Davis, who's a fun player. Was drafted in 2022, coming off an ACL tear. So you got him second to last pick in the sixth round. I mean, very, very late pick in 2022. And the whole idea was, look, we're going to stash him, and then he's going to compete in 2023. Well, 2023 rolls around, played in 3 games, got re-injured, quote-unquote, stashed again. And it just really hasn't come to fruition 2 years into this. Remember, this guy was drafted, I think it was like 42 picks ahead of Brock Purdy, and he still hasn't seen the field. Now, the first year, obviously, coming off the ACL, that was expected before you drafted him. But you wanted some type of return in 2023. It didn't come. Now we're sitting here in 2024. They didn't add much to the defensive line, so you got to get something. And a big reason why Khalia Davis came in at 50, I thought he'd be lower. They didn't add defensive tackle depth behind him, besides one undrafted free agent, Evan Anderson, who I think is his direct competition. But if we look at just the journey of Khalia Davis through three 49ers rush roster countdown, 2022 he was 66. We knew he wasn't going to play that year. Last year was 43. This year, 50. So he took a drop. You know, he hit the highest rank that he had on our four ballots was 32nd. Lowest was 64. I think I was lowest. I don't know. His tape was so bad in those three games. He actually had one good game against the Eagles and then back-to-back bad games. I think it was weeks 14 and 15. Just terrible. It was terrible. And so whenever they said, you know, the high ankle sprain, no doubt he was probably injured. I didn't see it on tape. It's just one of those things like, oh, you're injured now. Like, it's the Shanahan injury special. It's what it is. Now, he wears jersey number 93, which is a very familiar number for 49ers fans, and DJ Jones. When they drafted DJ Jones, everybody, Kucerik, Shanahan, Lynch, we see him as a DJ Jones type, right? 6'2", 310. He's a big dude. He's that type of guy. Has not come to fruition. Now they go out and they get, you know, Evan Anderson to pay out the rear end for that undrafted free agent, and of course now he's the new DJ Jones. The 49ers have been grasping at straws, trying their hardest to find a DJ Jones replacement since he has been gone. Can Kalia Davis in year three come out of the shadows and prove that he could be that? Man, we sure as heck hope so, because there is not a lot of depth. Once we get to the end of this episode and we go through that defensive tackle depth for the 49ers, it's shy. There's not much. And so with how little Kalia Davis has played, I would not think that he's a lock to make this roster. But you look at the depth chart, it's like, oof, who's going to make it over him? Not really anybody. Not really anybody at all. Now, he didn't do a lot of his athletic testing because of the injury. So you don't have like a 40, a three cone, a vertical, no lower body, anything. But you look at the play style, which, man, he was fun at Central Florida because he was a linebacker at like 280, and then they converted him to defensive tackle finally. The athleticism, the effort, the motor are incredible. So they got by with him at linebacker for a long time. Dominic Easley, Mike Daniels, those are the two guys that, man, just high effort, leverage players at the college level. Have not seen that in the three games he's played in 2 years going into his third season yet. Really hasn't. From West Florida Tech, the Jaguars, went to Central Florida as a three-star recruit, criminal justice major. Love that. Intelligent as hell. You know, he was recruited to UCF as a linebacker and played there. And it's so cool because you see this big old dude, close to 300 pounds, playing stand-up linebacker. It's a blast. It's fun to see. Academic all AAC honors, smart guy, freak, explosive, all those things. And the whole idea was this dude's going to be a solid defensive line rotational piece last year, 2023. Just never happened. Stash him, let him learn, let him absorb the culture, let him rehab. And then in 2023, he'll have a full year under his belt, be ready to go. First game he was activated was week 13. Week 13. Now, it was a good week 13. Really, really was. But you're not getting any of the value out of him. And Kalia Davis, in year three, is still a developmental player. That's a problem. At a position of need, at a position of value, that the 49ers, the defensive line position is paramount with how they build their entire team. And they're relying a lot on Kalia Davis or Evan Anderson. Those two guys, one of them have to step up in that role, or this defense is going to struggle. Hey, you're going to see a mid-season trade for a defensive tackle if Kalia Davis or Evan Anderson don't shine early. They have to get somebody to fill this role. They really do. And, you know, the whole idea of Kalia Davis was, yeah, you could say DJ Jones, but he was a one-dimensional player almost at, you know, college at the defensive tackle spot. He's a pass rusher, which is awesome, and he's good at that. But what do you do whenever you have your big defensive tackle can't play against a run? He had a 37.9 run grade. That's about as bad as you're going to get. 64.4 per pass rush grade. That's incredible. That's pretty good. For a number 5'6 defensive tackle, that's great. And so he's going to have a shot. He's going to have a role. But you can't be a liability against the run in the NFL and playing this defense. It'd be different if we played with stacked boxes and stuff. But no, no, no. The 49ers defense plays with the fewest stacked boxes in the NFL of almost any defense. And that's not going to change. So if you're a defensive tackle that can't handle double teams, you will be exposed continuously because we're not doing five-man fronts. We're not doing eight- and nine-man boxes. No, we do a six-man box on the regular. guess what? Five offensive linemen against four defensive linemen. Tackles are getting double teamed. It's the way this defense is designed. It's just what it is. Now, he played 59 snaps in three games last year. Not a lot. 20 run defense, 34 pass rush, 5 special teams. Week 1 against the Eagles was awesome. He goes out there, gets 2 pressures, 1 sack, 1 solo stop on only 19 snaps. Finished with a 71.3 grade. It was his first game in the NFL. Got a sack, and it was just like, ooh, who is this dude? Who is he? Next two games, god-awful. 41.8 overall, then 40.6 overall. Straight decline. 3 consecutive games in a row, blown off the ball continuously, destroyed by double teams, 0 pressures, 0 tackles, 0 everything, and both games combined. Then you got the high ankle sprain. Not saying he didn't get hurt. I'm telling you, that high ankle sprain did not last through the Super Bowl. That dude was basically a healthy scratch down the wire. It's just what it was. Now, he's picks in the 6th round. Pick 42, one of the comp picks in the 6th round of 2022. Tariq Castro Fields went right after him. Didn't make the team. Tariq didn't. But Kalia Davis did. 42 spots ahead of Brock Purdy. Like, that's what's so crazy. This is a back end of the roster player that you're hoping could pay some dividends. Meanwhile, 42 picks later, you get your franchise quarterback. This is why, little tangent here, I always get upset whenever you spend picks on kickers and punters in the 3rd and 4th round, and you get up there and you're like, well, we didn't think anybody was going to make our roster after that. So, learn the lesson of Brock Purdy. I understand you're not going to draft Brock Purdy, but just because you don't project players to make your roster doesn't mean there aren't contributing primary position players out there like a Brock Purdy, like whatever, tackle, safety, fill in the blank, instead of just a special teams player. Not that kickers and punters don't matter, but stop wasting valuable capital on guys like that. It's not paid dividends. It really, really hasn't. Even though Mitch has been incredible, he wasn't incredible until after his rookie deal. Anyway, draft picks matter. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, here's my write-up on Kalia Davis before we drafted him. He had 2 official interviews with the 49ers before they drafted him. They liked him. Quickness, penetration. Played linebacker his whole life. Didn't change D-line till his redshirt sophomore year in college. Never stops running. Very high motor, top-notch motor. Energy all the time. And whenever he's at the podium, man, this dude, class clown, energy, fun player, and it translates on the field. He's a tweener, which is, you know, at only 6'1", that's rough. Because it's like, do you lighten the load and go kind of 6'1", 270 edge guy? Or do you keep him in the middle? Niners want to keep him in the middle, but hasn't translated yet. Crazy project player that could pay huge dividends as a pass rushing defensive tackle. Slices through the gaps very, very well. Great first step. Consistency's not there. Adam Peters, whenever, you know, he was number 2 in the GM department, he says UCF runs a very similar defensive front, so it was easy to evaluate. That's what we got. What's going to happen with him? You know, he's on a 4-year rookie deal for $3.7 million. He's made 1.2 of that. Only playing 3 games. No starts. That's trouble. Now, let's look at the depth chart. Okay, where does Kalia Davis fit in? Now, the 49ers keep 5 or 6 defensive tackles. That's it. Locks, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins. Those are your starters. Jordan Elliott, you paid him a lot of money. Kevin Givens, been here freaking forever. That's 4. Now, out of this second-tier guys, you're keeping 1 or 2. Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, Evan Anderson, Alex Barrett, Shaquille Brown. You're keeping 1 or 2 of those guys. I think Kalia Davis and Evan Anderson, those are probably the 2, maybe Shaquille Brown. And then if you want the veteran stuff, that's T.Y. McGill. Alex Barrett, career-long special teamer, practice guy, culture guy. So I don't know. I can't believe they didn't really add much. The only guy you really added was Evan Anderson and a Shaquille Brown, who was an undrafted free agent by another team let go. Didn't draft anybody. That's why I think Kalia Davis makes this team. He's been here 2 years. You do have some good tape. That one game again. If you want to like Kalia Davis, type in Kalia Davis versus the Eagles, or you can go to our breakdown series on him at the49ersrush.com and watch that game, or watch the separate Kalia Davis college breakdowns to see what he does. He's a fun player. Consistency and non-negative plays, that's what he's got to do. It's not the splash plays that's going to win him a job. It's the not getting blown off the ball against double teams. It's the not getting turned around one-on-one against a guard, which we saw in weeks 14 and 15. So I like the kid. He's a year behind, you know, schedule. We needed him last year big time. This year, goodness, we do not have the depth. There's four defensive tackles, and we don't have a major run stuffer anywhere in this group. Maybe Malik Collins, maybe. But, like, somebody, Evan Anderson, Khalil Davis got to step up, or the 49ers will be trading for a run-stuffing defensive tackle at the trade deadline. That's just all there is to it. So, hoping Khalil Davis comes through in the clutch. You know, you wait 3 years to open that gift, baby. It's time. Khalil Davis, go and get it. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's more you against the numbers. You pick more or less on 2 to 6 players, stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. You can turn $10 into $1,000, 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks is also available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. My favorite category currently is the NFL season picks. You want to pick more or less on receptions on the season? Christian McCaffrey, 61.5 receptions, more or less. Deebo Samuel, 60.5 receptions, more or less. George Kittle, 60.5. Pass yards, receiving yards, sacks, interceptions, all those things from the season, you just pick more or less and you're good. So, download the Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers for a deposit match up to $100. The code 49ERS49ers on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Back-to-school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop tax-free July 30th through August 8th and save up to 70% off the latest school styles. The best of apparel, footwear, accessories, and more. Save at Nike Factory Store, American Eagle, Gap Outlet, Crocs, Under Armour, Banana Republic Factory, and hundreds more. There's always something happening. Discover the latest fun and events all season long. Tanger Outlets, your savings destination.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How seriously do we take this 91-man roster countdown series every year? Well, at number 49, we've got long snapper Tabor Pepper, baby. You got to have a long snapper. You got to. All the extra points, all the field goals, all the punts. That's what this is. And, you know, he comes in number 49 for us. Last year was 54. You go back to 2022, he was 53, right? You got 53 men on the active roster. He's got to be around that territory. His highest marking comes in number 49 this year. Shout out to Tabor Pepper. And you got to cover them all, baby. It's like Pokemon. Got to catch them all, right? And that's where Tabor Pepper comes in. Fun player, jersey number 46, entering into his 8th season. And he's a big boy, 6'4", 245, 29 years old, so he's still got some time. Born in Michigan, went to Saline High School, the Hornets. Michigan State guy, media and information was his major there. You go back, that's right, we look into backgrounds of long snappers. Track and field in high school, his dad played offensive line at Illinois. He loves video games. He's a constant streamer. You know, a couple of years ago, there were a lot of videos out of him. Don't really see that as much anymore. A lot of it's because he blocked me on social media. Don't know why. I'm a Tabor Pepper fan, but it's what it is. He's offered lessons to local long snappers to earn extra money while he waited for a call from the NFL till he landed. Bounced around for sure. Whenever he finally made it to the NFL, his first purchase after signing his NFL deal was video game equipment. Consider sports and he wants a career in esports after football. That's fun stuff. In 2015, analyst Phil Steele named Pepper to the preseason second All-American team in college. So that's fun. Pokemon collector, right? We did the Pokemon signal earlier. By far one of the best personalities on the team. 3 years without missing a game. Really felt last year was his best year. This is my own take. I don't have any analytics to really back that up. But as somebody that's watched every single special teams play for the past three seasons, all 22, you know, I coached long snappers whenever I coached. Long snappers important to me. And I felt last year was his best year. I felt 2 years ago was really bad, and I thought he was on the cusp of being out of the NFL, but back-to-back years of improvement. And again, the only way I can really judge that is, you know, as a holder on field goal and extra point team, Mitch Wisnowski is the best of the best of the best in snagging bad snaps. Last year didn't really have to do that too much, and that was a huge uptick with the income of rookie Jake Moody. Some type of stability and increased performance from the long snapper was needed, and it took place. So hats off to Tabor Pepper. Thought he had a great year, his best year as a pro last year. Hopefully that continues to ascend, and you get a little bit more consistency from Jake Moody. Mitch Wisnowski's play in the punt game, I think he's a top five punter last year. I thought he had his best year. So a lot of that is connected. Whenever you get consistently good snaps back to the punter, he's going to feel more comfortable. He's going to, you know, not have to feel as rushed anymore and footwork and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to Tabor Pepper for that. He's got two tackles in his 83 career games, and he's kind of bounced around the NFL. He started with the Packers back in 2017. He was with the Ravens for a little while, then back to the Packers, then a bunch of tryouts, missed some time with the Giants, then the Dolphins. He's been with the 49ers since 2020. So this is going into his fourth year, and hopefully we get to keep him for a long time. He's on a three-year, $3.9 million deal. Love that. $1.5 million guaranteed. You go, Tabor. $5.1 million career earnings. Dads, teach your kids how to long snap. Please, if they could do it and they've got a decent-sized body, it can run down the field, $5.1 million career earnings for Tabor Pepper. Love to see that, man. Generational wealth being established. Gotta love that. Now, roster projection, there's no depth chart. There's one long snapper, one only. That's Tabor Pepper. And hopefully he's going to be here for a while because he's a fun player. Love the personality. Whenever you get culture, fun energy from a position like long snapper, it goes a long way. It really, really does. So he's a lock for this roster. We got him number 49, and hopefully Tabor Pepper's around for a while. I might not know it because I'm blocked, but hey, that doesn't mean he's not awesome. I love this dude. And so I've even seen some Tabor Pepper jerseys, some number 46 out there, long snap jerseys at games. Dude, it's about as cool as it gets. So, yep, we do them all, every single position. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we got rookie running back. I feel like we say this every year. We get one or two of these guys. Isaac Arendo comes in number 48 on our roster countdown this year. It just is a perplexing, fun, traits-based player that's all about speed and size, 6'2", 21, you know, 4.33 40, fastest 40-yard dash for all the running backs at the combine. Like, fun player, but nuanced. Started one game his entire college career for multiple schools. It's interesting. So we're going to learn a lot about him, and I got to give credit to my man Josh, the executive producer for today's show. Fun player, but it's weird because the 49ers have so much running back depth. Where does a rookie that you traded 2 fifth-round picks to jump up and get, where does he fit? How does he fit? Where is he going to get snaps at? Yeah, you got the rated Christian McCaffrey. You signed to an extension, offensive player of the year. He never comes off the field. You still got Elijah Mitchell. You got Jordan Mason. Now you got Isaac Guerrero. You got Kyle Juszczyk. You brought him back. And you bring in an undrafted free agent, Cody Schrader. It's just like, wow, that's a lot of mouths to feed for one guy that takes all the steps. But you got to prepare yourself for the future and injuries. And kickoff return, I think, is going to play a very large role for Isaac Guerrero, the rookie. He wears jersey number 49. Nobody likes that. Comes in number 48 for us. I don't know. The 49 jersey is just not aesthetically pleasing usually, but that's okay. If you disagree, I defer to you. 6'2", 21. This is a big dude. He's a big back. There's no doubt about it. He's 23 years old. He's the youngest running back we have on our roster. 1 year younger than Jordan Mason. 1 year younger than undrafted free agent Cody Schrader. Like I said, the 4.33 40-yard dash. That is paramount in what he brings to the table. 1.55 10-yard split. That's great. That's Brock Purdy speed. 6.93 cone. That's the biggest shock to me. 3 cone's supposed to measure your change of direction and shiftiness and things like that. Tape never says that. And so the speed, 4.33 shows on tape. No doubt about that. But sometimes the play style and the testing don't match. And so whenever that happens, you got to go back to the tape and rewatch and say, like, man, what am I missing here? And I'm sorry, it just did not translate. He's got to build up his speed, and he rounds the edges consistently. He's not a stick and shifty type guy. He's a one-cut runner, no doubt about that. But that jump cut that, you know, Christian McCaffrey's kind of famous for, this change of direction, little shifty, whatever, Isaac Guerrero does not possess that at all. Doesn't mean it couldn't be developed, but that was a shock to me. To see a 6.93 cone on Isaac Guerrero, I was like, wow, this dude, whoever trained him, A++. And maybe that becomes a part of his game, but I went back through several games, several seasons, never saw it, just wasn't there. 41.5-inch vertical, dude's explosive. This is a power dude, man. 10-9 broad jump, unbelievable. And you plug in his numbers to see, like, okay, who is a player comp for Isaac Guerrero? Joe Mixon, and my favorite comp for him, a faster Montario Hardesty. You got to go way back. But that's what he reminds me of, this bigger, hyper-speed type guy that's built physically. He's a tough runner, but not 6'2", 21 tough. And so there's a little bit of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, maybe that's not the right term, but like, it's like, man, are you really 6'2", 21? Do you really have a 6.93 cone? Like, that does not show on tape near as much. He is a speed back, no doubt about it. Now, let's go to our offensive line coach, Chris Forster, talk about, you know, why they liked Isaac Guerrero and what he offers the 49ers.
Really smooth, fluid runner like we saw in college. I think he's going to be a good pass receiver, but still early to tell. Those backs are rotating through pretty good. They're all doing a nice job right now. I really liked the back when we were looking at the backs. He was a guy that really stood out to me as, even though he didn't play all the time, you saw the flashes, you saw the speed, and that's a dimension that we're looking to add to our backfield. Not that Christian's not fast. Christian would kill me if I said he wasn't fast enough. He's plenty fast enough, but you're always trying to add one more big hit element.
He's a big hitter. Like, that tracks 100%. He is a speed home run hitter, no doubt about it. Now, let's go through just a little bit of his background. Went to Avon High School. Went to Wisconsin, was there for 5 years, then transferred to Louisville, was there for 1 year in 2023. Personal finance major, three-star recruit out of ESPN. Now, he was raised in Clayton, Indiana, but his father, Mario, is an immigrant from Central Africa, African Republic. So, very awesome background, and just, you know, mother was a huge track and field athlete, so, like, that's there. The speed is in the family. A lot of people assume his last name, Garrido, is Hispanic. It's not. It's of African origin. He received Indiana's Mr. Football Position Award as the state's top wide receiver as senior in high school. That's pretty awesome. 4-year conference pick in high school, 3-time state champion in track. Listen to some of these distances and times. He is a freak athlete. One long jump title as a junior, 24 and 5, 24 feet. That is a jump and a half. 100 meter dash had a 10.51. That's blazing. 4x100 relay had a 41.2. Now that's combined relay team time, but still, he's a beast. Also had 3 state runner up. Finishes his track lettered in basketball. Dude's just. He was a freak athlete in high school. Now you go to college where, again, only one start in 6 years. That's problematic. But still, all Big Ten special teams kick returner in 2022, which I think he's going to be. He's going to have a shot to be a kick returner, the starting kick returner. You have to have 2 in the new kickoff rule. And I think that's helped Isaac Garrido kind of get drafted to where he was because, man, he's got that speed. Kick returner, special teams upside. He's been doing that a long time. And probably my favorite thing, and I think Bobby Turner, the running back coach for the 49ers, favorite thing, 3-time academic All-Big Ten. Big Ten's no joke whenever it comes to academics. Really is. I hate the Big Ten. But whenever you look at academics, it's about as good as it's going to get. So here's Bobby Turner, the 49ers' longtime running back coach, talking about what he liked most about the rookie running back, Isaac Garrido.
Well, that's the number one thing that he possesses. Okay, is the speed. The other thing is his character traits, though. Okay, if a young man is coachable, and that's what I really feel, and not only feel, believe that, you know, he's coachable and he has the ability to pick things up. But he also is a running back. He's got running traits. Okay, so that's for starters. He's got running traits. All right, and then the other things, he's going to have to be able to do it all. But when you're coachable, okay, and I feel and know that I could coach him to get him to do the extra things, you know, even better, to even be a better runner, because we're looking for certain things, and it's got to be, you just can't throw, I know everyone, I'm speaking for myself, feels you can throw anyone into the backfield in that system that we run. I've never believed that. We put a lot of time and work in to get that system to work, and with all that time and effort we put in, if you have the right running back in there, then it does make it look easy.
Yeah, that's fun, man. I can listen to him talk for a long time. A lot of wealth of knowledge with that gentleman right there, Bobby Turner. Hats off to you, my friend. Now, we look at Isaac's PFF grades just from last year. 90.3 rushing, that's great. 86.9 gap or power style running, that's good. 84.2 zone, all right. 106.8 elusive rating. Now, his elusiveness, I'll get into it a little bit of my draft work on him, but the 49ers traded 2 fifth-round picks to the Jets to move up and draft him. And they did it right after. The draft went on kind of a day 3 running back run. You had Ray Davis go to the Buffalo Bills. Very next pick, Will Shipley went to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I might have the order of those two mixed up. Immediately, the 49ers trade up, and they draft their running back, Isaac Garrido. And I thought Ray Davis and Will Shipley were both 49ers fits. I think Isaac Garrido is as well. I had him at a 9 out of 10 on 49ers fit. I had Ray Davis and Will Shipley as 10 out of 10s, but all 3 of them, and yes, I did have Isaac Garrido way below those other 2 guys, but I think the 49ers were kind of sitting there waiting, thinking like, all right, we've got all these running backs we like that fit what we do. Let's just wait and see what happens. Well, 2 of them went. They jumped up. They did not hesitate. Went up and got their guy. Now, the question is what happened in the past going to happen again? because this 49ers, you know, front office, they've drafted a lot of running backs. They've traded up for a lot of running backs. It hasn't gone well. Traded up for Joe Williams, only for the undrafted free agent Matt Breida to beat him out for a job. Traded up for Trey Sermon, only for the sixth round pick Elijah Mitchell to take his job. Drafted Ty Davis Price in the third round, only for undrafted free agent Jordan Mason to beat him out. So this is the fourth time in the Kyle Shanahan era where they trade up or draft a running back and then take another fallback undrafted free agent or later round pick running back in the same class, Cody Schrader. Can Isaac Guerrero buck that trend, or is he going to be the fourth installment of these guys beating out the higher priced pick that was traded up for that this team coveted? I don't know. That has nothing to do with Isaac Guerrero. He was not responsible for those previous moves, but it is going to be a little bit of a burden on him to buck that trend. It's happened three times in a very short amount of time. You don't want to be number four. You really, really don't. Now, let's go to my pre-draft write-up. This was before the 49ers drafted Isaac Guerrero. Okay, this is what I saw in his tape. Speed and size, explosive lower body, big back with little back feet and speed, one cut runner, home run hitter. That top gear is impressive. Opposite of shifty. And again, you can kind of see why, like, I went off on that whole three cone time. Struggles getting past the defensive line, but when he does, he can't stop. It's a lot of 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard, 2 yard, 20 yard. Like that's what it's like with Isaac Guerrero. He's not a consistent 5-6 yard running back. Never has been. Not at Wisconsin for 5 years, and not at Louisville either, even last year when he had a good year. He's a home run hitter, but you got to give him the at-bats before that happens. You got to give him the carries before you're going to pay dividends, because he'll get out there. He's not breaking defensive linemen tackles very often. It's not. He's got to build up his speed, and then he is dynamic. Let's see, pass pro and receiving beyond solid. Not a lot of flaws in his game besides age and lack of wiggle. Metrics are insane and wouldn't be shocked if a few teams had him as one of their top running backs. Four consecutive seasons over 6.0 yards per rush. That's incredible. But again, you go watch the games and you go look at the individual game logs, and it's like, man, 70-yard rush, 40-yard rush, 55-yard rush. It's a lot of like 0, 1, 2, 2, 0, 1, 3, 5, 50. So you got to just stick with him. Returner upside for sure. And he's only got 231 career carries. This dude has not played that much despite 6 years, because he never was a starter. He was a change of pace back that was a wide receiver that they transitioned to running back, but much more of a returner, third down type guy. And that's what he's been. So now, you know, we go through it. I put out like traits. And so shout out to Pro Football Focus. They do this. I take their numbers and adapt them to what I see. But again, I want to give credit to them. Vision, again, this is 1 out of 10, right? 10 great, 1 bad. Vision, 5. I didn't think vision was really his strong suit. Balance, 8. Impressive athlete. Elusiveness, 7. Because again, you got to get going. Once the train gets chugging along, then the elusiveness shows up. You hit him in the backfield, it ain't there. Break tackle, 8. Receiving, 8. Pass pro, 8. He can do it all. Like, he's a fun player. I had a third-round grade on him. You took him fourth round. There's value in that. Now, you traded 2 fifth-round picks, but, like, I think this is one of the better value picks for the 49ers in this draft class, personally. Now, he gets a 4-year, $4.7 million deal. Rookie contracts are slated. That's what it is. But again, remember, this dude has started one game in his entire college career. 6 years. But, so he's older, he's experienced, but got a lot of tread on the tires. Take that for what you will. I do think that he's going to be a kick returner. I think he'll be a starting kick returner. Not punt returner. And I don't think that he's going to be worked into the running back fold for a while unless there's an injury. The 49ers, like, you look at CMC, it's CMC and Kyle Juszczyk. That's what it is. You're going to spell CMC some when Elijah Mitchell's healthy, but it's a contract year for him. And whenever Elijah Mitchell's not in there, it's Isaac Guerrero versus J.P. Mason. They're both built similarly. J.P. Mason runs with way more violence, but Can J.P. Mason do the pass protection and the routes and the catches and receptions? No. Isaac Guerrero has that in spades over J.P. Mason. But I think this is going to be a redshirt year because Elijah Mitchell is an expiring contract, and then you try to get J.P. Mason or Isaac Guerrero to step into that role in the future. I know there's been people that have asked me, could Isaac Guerrero be a fullback or a wide receiver? No, they're not even trying that. It's been asked. Shanahan kind of made fun of it. Bobby Turner made fun of it. He's a running back. You've got, you brought back Kyle Juszczyk. You took a pay cut for 2 years. So you've got juice for two more years. You got Braden Willis who could do that job as well. Like, I don't know where that came from, but I don't think that it has any legs. We'll see. I'll be out at training camp and update you on a lot of those things. But the thing I'm most excited about with Isaac is that I think he could contribute to this team this year as a returner. This new kickoff rule, it is tailored to Isaac Guerrero because he gets to catch it, build up speed, and then be able to have some, major impact. So that's where it is. Anything he brings as a running back is extra, but I don't think it's going to be much this year. I think it's kick returner this year, running back depth this year. Next year, maybe fight for that number two spot. But right now, he's fighting for that 3-4 spot. He's making this roster, no doubt about it. I mean, you could even look at the guys that didn't pan out. Joe Williams made the roster. Trey Sermon made the roster. Ty Davis Price made the roster. So you've got a year. It's next year that we're going to be able to say, like, all right, this happened or this didn't happen. Can Cody Schrader beat out Isaac Guerrero this year? I don't think that he can. Not outside of an injury. Now, if Elijah Mitchell or Guerrero or J.P. Mason get hurt and you stash them on, IR or whatever, Cody Schrader's got a window. Otherwise, Schrader's going to be the undrafted free agent out of Mizzou. Yeah, you can go back and you can check that, breakdown, roster breakdown. Just type in Cody Schrader countdown. We'll pull up. That's how he makes the 53. But I think he's going to be on the practice squad. Now, if you want to watch Isaac Guerrero's tape, we've done that. It's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Free trial. Go sign up. You can watch that now. Fun player. Home run hitter. And another thing that stands out to me with Isaac Guerrero is he fits all the other running backs Shanahan has fallen in love with these 2-3 gigantic games where he just goes off the charts. I think it's the Virginia Tech game where he had like 200-plus yards and whatever else. He's a fun player. And I'm glad that he's on the Niners. Can he be a better pro than he was a college player for two separate schools? That's the thing. The traits say yes. The tapes say inconsistency. But he went to a team where he gets to sit back and learn and figure it all out. He's not getting thrown into the fire. Just go out there, be an athlete, return some kicks. And who knows, next year we'll see what happens, injuries, whatever else. But maybe this guy could be, 3 to 4 years down the road, we could see what happens. CMC's tied up for a while, and so we'll see. But Isaac Guerrero's a fun player, and I think the running back depth that the 49ers have, better than ever since Shanahan showed up. It's the best since Shanahan has been here, and that's huge because we have lost a lot of seasons because Shanahan doesn't trust these new running backs coming in. That's not going to happen anytime soon. We've got the depth, and that's why Isaac Guerrero is number 48. Let's go see it, rookie. For us, we'll just keep counting it down. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
Back to school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop tax-free July 30th through August 8th and save up to 70% off the latest school styles. The best of apparel, footwear, accessories, and more. Save at Nike Factory Store, American Eagle, Gap Outlet, Crocs, Under Armour, Banana Republic Factory, and hundreds more. There's always something happening. Discover the latest fun and events all season long. Tanger Outlets, your savings destination.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.